But I'll say good morning again. Just pray before I speak. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for being in our midst today, and I ask that I'll be a channel through which your words will flow. Please enable me to deliver your message in a way which honours you. Amen. Amen. Well, perhaps you watched the recent programme about the Duke of Edinburgh. The adult members of his family had put the programme together originally to celebrate his 100th birthday, which sadly he didn't reach. But the programme still went ahead. We are reminded of his early childhood, his naval career before he married the then Princess Elizabeth, his love for her and his faithfulness to her, as well as his service to the country and the community. His children and grandchildren shared with us what he meant to them and how he had taught them. Her Royal Highness, the Princess Royal, spoke a bit about the time when she was a child. They were on a family holiday, and Prince Philip had tried to teach her how to fish. However, the young Princess Anne, as she was then, felt that fishing was not her thing. Her father told her, "It's easy, just watch me, do what I do." Princess Anne tried, but to no avail. So Prince Philip said, "Oh, I see what you mean." Apparently that was the end of Princess Anne's fishing career. Now, our gospel reading this morning told us about a fishing trip from which we can learn some important lessons. Let's have a look at the background and context. Jesus had previously been in the synagogue, but he was now in the open air. Later on, his ministry would have taken the form of miracles of healing, but on this occasion it would be a miracle of nature, or to be precise, fishing. Jesus was sitting in the boat watching the fishermen who had come out to wash the nets. After each fishing trip, the equipment had to be cleaned, checked and cleaned in readiness for the next trip. So Jesus got into one of the boats, which belonged to Simon or Simon Peter, and asked him to thrust out from the shore. Verse 3, Jesus got into one of the boats, the one that belonged to Simon, and asked him to push off a little from the land. And Jesus sat down and continued to teach people from the boat, which had become a pulpit. When Jesus had finished speaking from the boat, he said to Simon Peter, "Take the boat into deep water and put your nets in the water and catch some fish." Now they had been working all night to no avail and given up, disappointed. Now today the response to that sort of instruction in that sort of circumstance would probably have been something like, "Oh, you're joking, no way." But Simon Peter did not respond like that. It is possible that he may have thought something like, well, Jesus was a carpenter, so how could he know better than himself, an experienced fisherman? However, although he may have wondered why, he was obedient. He replied, "Master, we worked hard all night trying to catch fish, and we caught nothing. But you say to put the nets in the water, so I will." So we see the rest of the story. The fishermen did as Jesus told them, and there was a miraculous result. They caught so many fish that the nets began to break. They had to call to their partners in the other boats to help them. So many fish had been caught that the boats were almost sinking. This event was a display of power on a par with the mighty acts of God celebrated in the Psalms. In Psalm 135, verse 6, "The Lord does whatever he pleases in the seas and all their depths." So Simon Peter is overcome, faced with the scale of Jesus' authority. He was overwhelmed. And in verse 8 and 10, When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Simon Peter's words recalled Isaiah's cry in the temple when he saw the majesty of God. "Woe to me, I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." So Jesus reassured Simon and Peter and the others. Now, from now on, you will fish for people. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. I don't know what children sing nowadays, but years ago,